This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Republican Fort Worth Congresswoman Kay Granger has easily won 12 terms, but a 13th might prove tougher next year. Abby Livingston is Washington bureau chief for the Texas Tribune. She took a few moments from covering the House impeachment hearings this week to explain to KERA's Sam Baker why former Colleyville City Councilman Chris Putnam's posing a major challenge.
One, Congresswoman Granger is arguably the most powerful member of the House from Texas on the Republican side right now. And she's done that by, in part, raising money for other colleagues, for the national Republican campaign efforts across the country. We're talking millions and millions of dollars over decades. While she was doing that, she wasn't saving a lot of money in her own campaign, so she's a little off guard. Mr. Putnam, she outraced her last quarter, and he got in within 6 days of the deadline. So it was this huge burst over a week where he raised a lot of money. Now, he did put about $250,000 in of his own money, but that's still an indication of he can spend it on mail or ads. But the other thing is, when you are a good fundraiser, that is an indication of organization. So beyond what you can actually do with the money, it says a lot about your campaign. So he does have some enthusiasm. The question is, how much enthusiasm in the district? Because this is West Fort Worth, Parker County, Wise County, and he's from Colleyville, which is in another district, but it neighbors the 12th district.
The district of retiring Congressman Kenny Marchant.
Correct.
So why not run for that district instead of taking a shot at an incumbent like Granger?
First of all, it's not that unusual for a candidate to run outside of the district, especially if they live pretty close. On top of that, a lot of times folks who are running for Congress would prefer to win a primary and never have to deal with a general, assuming that seat is safe for their party, whereas the Kenny Marchant seat is one of the most competitive seats in the country this year. The other issue going on here is Putnam has the support of a lot of Tea Party people, particularly in Northeast Tarrant County. And this is as much about taking down Granger as his own campaign for Congress.
How or why might she be vulnerable?
One of the things I notice over the years is when an incumbent has racked up these huge margins in re-election like she has, they get rusty. They often don't have consultants who are keeping an eye on things. And so her most competitive campaign, I would probably argue it was 1996 when it was an open seat race and she was recruited by both parties. She was mayor. It was sort of a coronation. 1996 was a long, long time ago, and campaigns have had several revolutions since then in how they run.
And are there issues Putnam can use against her?
He is going to run to the right of Granger, immigration. Granger has been critical of the president in the past, and Putnam has already started using those statements against her. On the flip side, the president has given her some cover in recent weeks. He took her to the Nationals game when they played the Astros in Washington, D.C. He gave her a bit of a shout-out when he was in Dallas recently. It kind of goes both ways, but it's going to be a very interesting scenario. And one of the arguments he's making is she's the top Republican on the House Appropriations Committee, which is where they decide how to spend money. And he's arguing she should be able to deliver, even though she's in the minority, money for a border wall.
There have also been complaints, though, about cost overruns with the F-35 fighter jet that's built partly in Fort Worth. Also cost overruns on the city's Trinity River project in Fort Worth, not to mention nepotism allegations about her son's role in the project.
The word described for both of these projects has frequently been boondoggle. That said, Granger's pretty popular. She's always been engaged. Whenever I travel to Texas, if I'm flying on a Friday, she's usually on the plane. She always goes home. She's present. And Fort Worth is extremely territorial over its congressional seats. And there's a lot of money in Fort Worth that has not happened yet but could potentially come out and defend Granger.
So she's got a cushion one way or another if need be.
There have been several donors around the state who've held fundraisers for her, including H. Ross Perot Jr. in Dallas. And so it wouldn't shock me if her next campaign report shows a ton of money she's raised. But the question I have is there a billionaire in Fort Worth who is nervous enough about this seat to create a super PAC or give money to a super PAC to help protect her?
Abby Livingston, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Abby Livingston talking with KERA's Sam Baker. Livingston is Washington bureau chief for the Texas Tribune. This is KERA News.